More businesses are mobilizing against the president's trade policies. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some of the nation's biggest farming, manufacturing, retail, and technology companies are banding together to push back against the Trump administration's tariffs. A new coalition called Americans for Free Trade announced the launch of a new lobbying campaign today. Tariffs hurt the heartland is their slogan. Marketplace's Renata Sago has been following this. Renata, what makes this new coalition and its campaign different from other efforts we've seen earlier this year to oppose tariffs?
Let's consider Americans for Free Trade a super coalition. It includes smaller groups that have been past opponents on tariffs. It also includes newer groups. They represent oil refiners like Exxon and Chevron. Then we've got Target and tech giants like Google and Apple. They've all come together to launch this campaign because they've seen that President Trump is sticking with his promises to impose tariffs. I spoke with David French of the National Retail Federation. It's part of the coalition. French said many companies are afraid the $200 billion in new tariffs on Chinese goods that Trump's considering could hurt the U.S. economy.
The president has an agenda that is based on, I think, trying to bring the U.S. trade deficit back into balance. But the trade deficit is really a complicated conversation, and it involves a lot more things than simply trade agreements with China or other countries.
Many businesses are concerned, too, about NAFTA negotiations, and they really want to be vocal before it's too late.
So they have this coalition. What's their strategy?
It's part lobbying, so talking with Republican lawmakers and members of the administration. There's a grassroots component, too, so organizing town hall meetings and inviting people to speak out and share their personal experiences.
Now, to be clear, this group is not representative of the entire business community in the U.S., because there are some businesses that do support these tariffs.
Yes, there are also other coalitions that oppose tariffs, but they've got different ideas for how to approach the administration about it.
Marketplace's Renata Sago, thank you. And another indicator this morning, the producer price index. It's a measure of inflation. It's down 0.1% for August. Its first drop in 1.5 years. Karen Cavanaugh is a market strategist with Voya Investment Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
The producer price index is out this morning. It's a measure of prices for producers. It's down a little. Is that weird?
That's actually not surprising. At the end of the day, we're not that far away from the deflationary world that we were worried about a couple years ago. And there are still some things that are keeping prices low. Think about technology. Think about other countries in the world where interest rates are still negative. So I don't think inflation is that much of a threat yet. And we still are in somewhat of a global growth world.
On the other hand, small business optimism from a survey released yesterday, that is at a very high level. What do we make of that?
Right. What we have seen is the tax cuts and deregulation have really spurred business and business growth. We saw in the small business optimism numbers yesterday, capital expenditures highest since 2007. When we see small businesses expanding like that, that gives legs to the whole growth story.
Karen Cavanaugh, market strategist with Voya Investment Management. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support.
The Trump administration's trade tariffs and the tariffs other countries have put in place in response to them have alarmed business leaders across the country, as we've heard. Businesses in Washington state, in particular, have a lot to lose, from cherry growers in eastern Washington to steel importers on the coast. Molly Solomon from Oregon Public Broadcasting says the state's trade-dependent economy is already seeing consequences of tariffs and is bracing for more.
The Port of Vancouver is along the Columbia River, just north of Portland, Oregon. For many whose jobs depend on the port, the impacts of a looming trade war are already here.
Usually, this yard's filled with steel, and I'm not seeing that.
Cager Claybaugh is the president of the local Longshoremen's Union. He says less steel on the docks is a big problem. The Port of Vancouver handles the second largest volume of imported steel on the West Coast. Those imports make up about a third of its revenue, and officials are predicting a decline of at least 5%. The loss of imports could mean fewer hours for part-time longshoremen like Amber Nelson.
If we lose that standard of living, my family will suffer in ways that I've not had to deal with before.
It's something the port has been closely monitoring since March, when President Trump slapped a 25% tariff on imported steel from China. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said nearly 1 million jobs in Washington are supported by trade. And it's not just imports. Nearly $7 billion in state exports are threatened by new tariffs. U.S. Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, says her state has more at stake in a trade war.
States like ours are the most trade-dependent state in the nation. We have people whose job depends on this from a broad range of people. So the impact on our economy could be very quick and it could be very tough.
Back at the Port of Vancouver, uncertainty surrounding the trade climate could have far-reaching consequences. Port CEO Juliana Marler worries that tension around tariffs could lead customers to find other alternatives or go elsewhere for products.
Once you lose business, you know, if they go to another country and are able to start getting a stable supply, it's hard to get that business back.
In the meantime, Marler and her staff have been making additional trips to Asia to reassure their clients during these uncertain times. In Vancouver, Washington, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.